Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you need information on how to become one of their 5-star technicians, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You'll get it there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakeslops on your Instagram. It's a three-man junk show. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning. Morning, boys.
Good morning.
What's up?
Also joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, buddy. Finally had a good night's sleep. Didn't sleep well the night before. Slept pretty good last night.
Excellent.
Nice.
Good to get that good night's sleep in early in the week.
Weather's been poop-a-doop.
Yeah, is it just going to rain every day now? Is that what it is? What a nightmare.
Today, tomorrow, Thursday, big storm.
Got to get that rain gear out, play golf through the rain.
Friday, nice.
I actually did a favor for a friend and played in this event. He asked me last minute. Had zero desire to do it. Zero. Literally zero.
I know.
And it poured the entire time.
Yep.
Thank God I only got there. I got there on about the 7th hole.
Good.
So I only had to endure it for like 11 or 12.
I went out to the Trevor Brown Memorial Charity Golf Tournament. Trevor Brown was the Loudoun County firefighter, died in the line of duty last February. But just went out there to say hello to some people. Met his wife, great woman, strong woman, man. 3 young kids.
Well, I'm sure that's
dealing with that
brutal thing to go through.
But it was,
obviously,
I mean, it was a packed house. I mean, there wasn't an empty spot in the golf course.
Where was the event?
1757.
Again?
Where you guys played?
My buddy's at another event there today.
Really? Yeah.
They probably saw Mike Marr's mom. 3M.
I met Mike Marr's mom.
She's very nice.
She is. She's great.
Yeah. I had no idea she worked at 1757 until we were playing golf at 1757.
I didn't either until she actually came up to me.
Was on hot. Hot.
Very pretty. Very pretty woman.
Now Mike
pretty
Marr's
woman.
Gets very uncomfortable on the air.
But she
is good at it.
Yeah, we talked. We
it
talked
gets
a little
very
bit.
Uncomfortable on the air.
And then I just said hello to some people, but it was raining the whole time.
Yeah.
And there were some buddies of mine that were playing in it, and they came in after, you know, at the turn to get some cocktails, and they said, yeah, it's a slog.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, man, you got to deal with it. But, yeah, it's supposed to rain. Storms later today in the late afternoon, early evening. Tomorrow, more storms, and then Thursday, big storms coming through.
Then
Friday is supposed to be really nice.
Felt bad for Mike Marr. He missed out on the really nice Purple Heart Foundation hat giveaway at the tournament because I was wearing it a couple days ago. He's like, where'd you get that? I was like, at the tournament. Like, they had a whole table filled with them just giving them away. Why didn't you get one?
Yeah, I was just so locked in. When I pulled up that day, I just went straight to the mats. I had to get locked in.
Yeah.
Walked right by all the goodie bags and stuff. That's hand up. That's on me.
I mean, you missed out on the free sleeve of balls. I mean, I pumped all of mine either into the tall grass or the water, but they were free, so you might as well take advantage.
Yeah.
Next time, Mike Marr, you'll be ready next time.
Mike's mom said to me, he's a great kid. And I said, yeah, good dude. And she says, I asked her how many kids she has. She says 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's the only son.
Okay.
Mike has 3 older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I wish I had 4 boys.
Just putting all that business out
there. Are your sisters a big pain in the ass, Mike?
No.
I think her point was Mike's just so chill.
Such a nice kid.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Props from his mom.
Yeah, I'm way more just like relaxed than my sisters.
You're low maintenance.
How old are your sisters?
33, 31.
One and 29, 28.
28, 29, something like that.
Oh, he's the baby of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the youngest.
Also known as one slip past the goalie.
Come on.
Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy.
Let's be honest.
Hi, mommy.
Yeah, she probably wanted a boy. She wanted a boy.
She finally got one.
She
decided to wait 10 years.
Yeah. Well, okay. Not 10. He's 25.
It's like a 3-year age, 2 or 3
it's only 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Don't make the kid feel bad early in the show.
All right.
Don't make him feel unwanted.
Now, nothing can kill my vibe today. I'm getting boots on the ground with Valdez playing Trump. I'm going to go low. I'm going to look like JJ Spawn out there on the 18th, right in front of that waterfall.
Nice.
Hope you like Carpath only.
Yeah.
Nice.
Taking four clubs out to the
probably
ball
gonna
every shot.
More like J.J. Walker. That's a very old reference, but nobody gets it. But that's probably the more
I'm going to play Friday. Not playing this week until Friday, because Friday's supposed to be really nice.
Very good.
Supposed to be high 80s, but low humidity. By the way, next week, heat wave coming through. 96, 96, 97.
I prefer that to the rain all day, every day.
Mid-next week.
I don't know, but I can't play in that.
I'm escaping,
way too hot.
I'm escaping that heat wave. I'll be in San Diego, where it's going to be like 80 degrees.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Nice.
And I'm going to catch, I think I'm going to catch a Nats game the first day
Have you secured tickets yet?
No, but I mean, how hard can it be to get tickets to a Padres Nats game?
Is that going
to
be their 16th straight loss, the game you see?
I mean, possibly. It could be.
Dude, you should ask the Nats if they want to hook you. I know the tickets are probably cheap, but maybe they can get you silly seats.
I bet you they could.
And just ask the Nats.
So to ask Kyle. Contact.
Ask Kyle.
Oh. You know? I haven't really explored that, but
you know, for being in this game for 30 years, really haven't explored all the outer reaches.
I just don't want to seem like an ingrate because I reach out a lot already.
Yeah, but you reach out to different guys.
Yeah, but I don't.
This is a brand new. They have no idea that you're a mooch.
I know, but
like
I tend not to reach out like bi-coastally. I tend to keep my hookups.
Listen, you could easily get, I'm sure, cheap.
You know what? Now that you put it in my brain, I'll send a quick text to our guy RJ and or CK and see what happens.
Exactly.
See if anything can materialize.
Hey, I'm going to be out there. I want to support the Nats. You guys got any hookup on any great seats?
No, I do need to give a hat tip to a longtime listener from California, Winedonk. He sent
Winedonk.
Winedonk is his screen name. Right. He sent like a graphic that shows, and I think this is a great life hack. He shows the shade. The fully shaded, the partially shaded, and fully in the sun seating grid.
So you know where you want to sit.
At Petco Park.
Yeah.
So that's great. I don't want to get
it.
Even if it's 80 degrees, would I rather be in the shade?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Most likely.
Usually it's pretty beautiful
out
there.
But I would forego shade for free.
Right.
Because free, greater than sign, shade. So we'll see. We'll see what can happen.
Is this just you and your wife? Or
yeah, just the wife and I.
Oh, yeah. This is the sex trip.
It's our 30th anniversary trip.
Oh, yeah. This is the sex trip.
So Cakes is off next week.
Next week, yeah.
Good.
And then Bickle Fickle is
I think
off
the following
week.
Yeah, we go up to Nationals. I'll be up in Dallas.
I'm never off.
Down in Dallas.
Down in Dallas.
Out in Dallas. Down in
he said
Dallas.
Out in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. Yeah,
we don't know where Dallas is.
I don't care about that stuff. I'm going to Dallas.
He doesn't care about the directions.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, it
I'm
is
getting on a plane. They're flying me, and then I'm getting off the plane.
It is Southwest, so technically, it is out and down.
All right,
yeah, that's true.
Going to Dallas, whatever.
Yeah,
and I don't know where. I don't even know where JP is. He in Outer Banks? Is that where he is?
I think
right
he's
now?
At his timeshare. Yeah.
Is it raining all week for him?
I don't know. I don't
when
know.
Is it in the?
I only tend to know the weather either where I'm at, or if I'm going somewhere soon. I kind of know the weather there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I couldn't tell you the weather in like Oregon right now or Texas. I have no idea.
Right.
So I think there were some twisters running through like Nebraska yesterday. I did see
why did I
Twitter
see
feed.
One of Reed Timmer's boys say, was there a tornado that was just like
I'm sure
was out there for like 30 minutes?
I'm not sure. There were definitely tornadoes in the Midwest last
night. I'm not sure that it touched down, but they were like, incredible, 30 minutes. Does that mean it was just
please
kind of
look at someone
the ground?
Roof flying up about
Reed doesn't text me
two,
back
300
anymore.
Feet. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, my Lord.
He's on to bigger and better.
Yeah, I texted him a few months ago and never responded. So
right.
I was asked.
Didn't
him,
you have some other guys? Who was the guy that you were running around with in their car? Was it?
I don't talk to him anymore. I can't remember. I can't remember his name.
Something bad happened?
No, just out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Lost contact.
Yeah. He ended up moving.
Did one of those guys die?
Oh,
like one of Reed's boys?
Yeah.
One
of the original storm chasers from that show.
Did he die in the chase?
Yeah, yeah.
He was in the chase, got caught up in it?
This was a few years ago, but yes, he did. Can't remember his name. I never met that guy.
They actually take that Dominator or whatever into... I know that it drops down in theory, and that's why it's supposed to not like lift up.
Mm-hmm.
It still seems butt dicey to me.
Oh, it's dicey. Yeah. I was in it. I was
I
in that
never.
Car.
Yeah.
But yeah, it drops down so the wind can't get underneath it, but it's heavy.
Yeah, but it picks up houses sometimes.
Yeah, but
the, you know,
I've seen
a lot of the times when
that
cars
Dominator looks pretty rinky dinky too.
I would think if it's 170 mile an hour winds or whatever, 140,
I've got a lot of exposure to tornadoes. Wizard of Oz, top five movie of all time.
Right.
The original Twister, and sadly, I wasted, I think, an hour and 45 minutes of my life with twisters.
Yeah.
Which was terrible.
Was it?
So I've seen a lot of tornadoes, like a lot of CGI and old school tornadoes. That's as close as I need to get.
Yeah.
If I see a tornado warning and my city gets thrown up there, your boy goes down in the basement. I'm not taking any chances.
Yeah.
I mean, a tornado could come ripping through the O-Town, but I'm going to be in the basement.
I'm with you, buddy.
I'm going to be hunkered down.
So I lied yesterday. I said that I was going to be interested and stay up for half of the Pacers game. Mm-hmm. I just was too exhausted. I was falling asleep.
Too much
golf. I went to bed.
Too exhausting.
No, I just didn't get enough sleep. I only watched first quarter, really. Little bits of it.
I watched the Nats.
Sense of the game.
I didn't watch any of the NBA.
I saw Brady House's first at bat. I think he had a little pop up to right field.
He had pop up, then he walked, and he hit a ground hard line drive in the eighth or ninth.
Mm-hmm.
The Nats had a lead.
There was a runner on, but he grounded a double play.
Finnegan just
had a lead on Woods homer, right?
They gave them the game in the ninth. Yeah. Three runs in the ninth.
It's Jim Hickey's fault, though. Jim Hickey told him to throw meatballs.
Yeah, he has the coach's fault.
But yeah, I mean, it's just everything's going wrong for him. Kevin Franzen after the game, when he was talking to Dan Colto, he said, "You know what? You look at the schedule and you say, all right, the Rockies are coming to town and you should win that series." He goes, "But the Nats aren't proven to beat anybody.
Right.
The Nats aren't doing anything right." He said, "You got to hold a 4-3 lead tonight against the Rockies."
Now so that's correct. I'm officially worried about our bet.
So worried now.
I felt so good about it.
Now they've
like
got to go
3 weeks ago.
They've got to go 41-49.
I don't feel great. I feel the opposite of great at this point.
At least they got four runs. I mean, they didn't get the win, but at least they got some runs.
Yeah, but they only had four hits.
That's your takeaway. Is they only lost by two.
Trying to get some
starter to the Rockies.
The starter had a 7.5 ERA.
Yep.
You can't.
Well, he gave up four runs.
It's a full-on disaster.
He gave up four runs in 4 2/3.
That's a debacle of a loss.
So his ERA last night was about 9.
Mm-hmm.
So even though a day or two ago you said there's no chance the Rockies are going to sweep the Nats.
I still don't think they're going to sweep them.
They probably won't, but it's in play now.
Oh, yeah, it's
officially in play.
Of course.
When do we have Mike? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
If they lose tonight, it's going to be real fun having Riz on tomorrow with a 10-game losing streak.
Yeah, it won't be. I mean, even if they do break the streak, he's not. I don't think he's going to be in the greatest mood with the way that they've been playing of late.
Man, they just need a win. But you know what? Jake Irvin, he's had a pretty good year. But, man, he gives up first-inning homers all the time.
Well, one thing this losing streak solidifies, this team, I mean, I thought they were already, but they're going to be in sell mode come the trade deadline, end of July.
Oh,
who are they
going
to sell, though? I guess Finnegan. Okay.
Finnegan is one. Any veterans that any other team show
interest
in?
Anybody wants Nate Lowe?
Yeah, take them off the Nats' hands.
And all their vets are pretty much putrid, so who's going to want them?
I don't know.
I
would think that they would want Finnegan.
But anybody who thought that they were in potential acquire or buy mode, that window has officially closed. That window has slammed shut.
I thought the idea was buy mode, not for this year, but for like the next 5 years. You know, not like a arm to win the World Series.
Right.
That's what I interpreted that article as, but who knows?
They had opportunities to put up more runs, especially in the fourth, but Riley Adams just hit a pop-up with a couple guys on. But again, Irvin puts him in the hole, giving up two in the first, and then Finnegan comes in with a one-run lead. He's been pretty damn good. One of the better closers in terms of saves, and gives up two bombs. What are you going to do?
Yep.
I mean, another blown save.
Unfortunate turn.
What you
going to
do?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's going wrong for this team.
All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, we've got Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe, legendary sports writer. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock, and Chelsea Janes, Washington Post national baseball writer, she will join us at 9:25. We'll talk Nats and more with her. We'll do the Junk Sports page next when we come.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bye. Forgot to mention the Junkies poll yesterday that went up at Junks Radio on Twitter, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories with zero carbonation for that easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores and select grocery stores, too. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It was put up 21 hours ago. Is it time for the Nats to fire Davey Martinez? 69% of the respondents said yes. 30-plus percent said no. I'm guessing yesterday's loss is not helping his matters at all.
There's only so much you can do.
Yep.
You know, once you start losing like this, it's just a shame, though, because they were playing so well just 2 weeks ago, or at least they had good results 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know how much longer anybody can take. Sometimes you make change just for the sake of change. But look, he's been there a long time. They usually don't last that long.
There was nobody in the stadium last night. I mean, the weather sucked.
It was that way at the beginning, for sure. Was it that way throughout?
Yeah. The weather sucked, and they're playing the Rockies. They're not playing the Mets or the Phillies or Dodgers.
That also could be a... A final there, straw there wasn't thing. Anybody.
Is there one Rockies fan that lives in D.C. that went to the game?
Yeah, there was a bunch. Well, not a bunch. There was a whole section.
Anytime you go there, you're always shocked at people that wear any game opposing teams.
Well, I'd be shocked to see uniforms. Rockies fans.
I mean, I doubt that they flew from Denver. Right. I'm assuming they're from.
They live here.
Yeah,
but like this area, is it transient?
I understand it's transient, but like the Rockies are terrible, and
but it's their hometown team.
It's like. 2,000 miles away.
They're supporting
away.
Their
your hometown team.
You got to support the team.
Yeah. They're back from the old Larry Walker days.
Mm-hmm.
They're supporting their guys.
You love Todd Helton back in the day?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page, which is sponsored, of course.
Sponsored by my good friends over at Malloy Chevrolet. It's the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over. Ask for Josh. He is the GM. And just like I did, make it Malloy. You can check him out online, Malloy.com. Yeah, watching the game last night. The weather was terrible. There was nobody in the seats. Brady House was making his Major League debut. Mm-hmm. His dad and his mom were there and his girlfriend.
I can't get any better than that, dude.
And they were hanging out. And they were hanging out with Kenny Wood, James Wood's dad, my boy.
Yeah. Can you imagine seeing your son make his Major League debut? It would have been better if he had a homer or, if he had a hit. But still, I heard he made a couple of great plays in the field.
He did. He made two really nice plays. He's got a gun. I'll tell you that. He's got a freaking cannon.
Right.
He's a youngin', just 22.
He's 22 from Winder, Georgia.
Don't know where that. Couldn't find that on the map. I'm guessing suburb of Atlanta.
I don't know where Winder, Georgia.
You can find Georgia, though. It's close enough.
I can find Georgia on a map. Yeah. That I can do.
Right.
I think I can find about 45 to 46 states on the map. There are a few that I struggle
very good.
With out west.
That's good. I can find about 10.
Like Utah, Colorado, those throw me a bit. But for the most part, I think I'm good.
I'm good around the edges.
Okay, yeah.
One or
the
two
fringes.
One or two in the middle.
Okay.
After that, tapping out.
Dunsky.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when they called up Brady House, they optioned Robert Hassel back down to Rochester.
Yeah. Which I was surprised because I thought he had earned his way up. And even Mike had kind of alluded to that, right, when he first had him on?
Well, they were struggling with his bat a little bit
since then.
Of late.
They wanted to bring Dale and Lyle up.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought Lyle up, and obviously they brought House up. And they sent Hassel back down. I can't remember who else. Tanya, maybe, they sent back
down. I think it was Tanya, yeah.
And then they designated one of their pitchers for assignment, so they cut him, basically. But Lyle hit his first Major League homer.
Ah, very good. Good for
last
him.
Last night. He pounded that ball. But, yeah, Brady House, he's one of their top prospects, probably the top prospect. And it was pretty cool to see him up there, just to see, the reactions from the fans, even though there was only about 100 people there. And hanging out with his, he's hanging out with his dad, taking pictures after the game and his family. Yeah.
Well, they better get a couple wins against Colorado because after that, they go on a 9-game West Coast swing where they play the Dodgers, the Pods, and the Angels.
I'd say these next three games are critical.
They're pretty important.
For Davey's survival.
Yeah.
So last night, Hunter Goodman hit a bomb in the first. They scored two in the first, so they got off to a good start, the Rockies. Hunter Goodman's probably their best hitter. He's their catcher. He's batting a three-hole. They talked about the amount of earned runs that Jake Irvin's given up in the first inning. And in all of his starts, I think it's 18. I'm not sure where that ranks, But he's given up 18 earned runs in the first inning of all his starts. So he's putting himself in a hole. And then he settles down.
And that was his 15th start, I believe,
15th
of the season.
Okay, there you go. So but then he settled down.
Yeah.
And he was fine. Nats came back and scored one in the bottom of the fourth, had an opportunity to put up some more, scored three in the bottom of the fifth. James Wood hit home run number, I believe that was number 18.
18, correct.
So he's just having a bomb year. He's got 18 bombs, 51 RBIs.
I know the answer to this question already. Does his dad and mom, do they know how rich their son is going to be in about 4 years? Are they're aware? I mean, they just know.
I mean, if things stay on course, you know, no major injury, yeah, they understand.
Sure. I mean, they understand that there's catastrophic doesn't happen.
They understand that there's a possible huge contract, yes.
Okay. They're well aware.
Yeah, of course.
They're, yeah, I mean, smart people.
Very smart guy.
Yeah.
I don't know his mom very well. I've only met her a couple times.
I met the dad like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Very nice.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Good dude. But last night, again, they score three in the bottom of the fifth. Now, they only managed four hits.
Right.
All right. So you're looking at the box score going, well, hold on, they went four. But then if you looked at the lineup, I mean, besides Wood and Abrams, I mean, Chaparro hit cleanup. He's hitting 125. They gave Nate Lowe the day off. He came in. He pinch hit. Rosario played second. So Garcia didn't play last night. Brady House making his debut.
They have hopes that Brady House, who's killing it in the minors, is going to come up and do the same thing with the Nats.
Riley Adams caught because they gave Ruiz. Usually Ruiz has that Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting 090.
090?
Well, I mean, he only plays once a week, right. Maybe twice a week.
I thought you said Ruiz is hitting that.
No, Adams.
He's hitting slightly better than that.
Yeah.
No, if he plays once every millennium, you can't hit 090.
Yeah. It starts with an O. It's bad.
And then Lyle, of course, he's been up, but then he hit his first major league bomb. And then Jake Young, who's hitting 230, hit nine. So they only hit nine hits or four hits, and they were down. They lost 6-4, but they were up 4-3 in the ninth. And then Finnegan comes in, bomb, bomb.
Yeah, game over.
In fact, one of the players that hit the home run for the Rockies, Mickey Moniak, all right? You've never heard of him.
That's correct.
I know Bickle's never heard of him. Mickey Moniak was the number one pick in the draft.
When?
Probably
27 years old.
Nine years ago, probably. The Phillies took him to number one.
1-1.
1-1, and he's on his 13.
Right.
So, just because you're drafted one, I mean, that's obviously a swing and a miss there, but. But he hit a bomb, and they win 6-4. So that's.
I'm being honest. You could bring the entire Rockies roster in here right now.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know any of them
with the names on the back of their uniforms, and I wouldn't know one of those.
I think when
we
were in Pittsburgh, it was either the Rockies or the Brewers. Man, it may have been the Brewers. My buddy and his wife were staying in the hotel they were staying in, and they were in an elevator with a bunch of them.
Okay,
and they had to look them up.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You had to look them up. Like, you could tell these are athletes.
Right, right.
Then you could tell they got the vibe that they were
like
the opposing team.
Team-issued gear or
whatever. But, to look up, you just have no idea who they are.
How would you know?
Yeah.
How would you know a random Milwaukee Brewers in your...
There was some joke...
What's this, Christian Yelich?
This is some joke about...
Well, I mean, they've got some good young players.
Right.
But if you don't follow them, you're not going to recognize them.
There was some joke about one of the guys... was very, very short.
Okay.
And they didn't see, and they said, man, it must suck to be short. And they didn't see that the guy was like, he's a big leaguer. And he was like, and they said, oh, sorry, dude. And he's like, that's all right. I'm just going to go back into my room and just cry. He was a good sport about it.
I know. I bet you I know who it was.
They were joning on to his face, basically.
They didn't see. They saw all these other big guys.
Oh,
They were volleyball people and then baseball.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it must suck to be short.
Yeah.
And then the guy they realized there was a 5'7 guy.
I bet you that was Sal Frelick, who's one of their stud young players. He's 5'8.
Might have been. Yeah. He was a great sport about it.
Right.
Yeah. He's tiny. He can hit the heck out of the ball, but he's tiny. So anyway, so that's... nine straight losses for the Nats. Going again tonight, Mike Soroka's going to go. And the pitcher starting for the Rockies is 1-10 with, another 7 ERA.
I mean, they have to beat that guy.
Now, tonight you're going
to... As bad as they've been, they have to take advantage.
Baseball, anything can happen.
It's true.
Guy who's 1-10 is going to come in and beat the Nats.
I mean, it'd be embarrassing. It might be the end of the tenure for Davey, but yeah, anything could happen.
I may have to bet on the Nats tonight. Should I bet the Nats tonight?
Well, Jason, are you still doing your bit? Are you still doubling up every bet?
Yeah, I lost a considerable amount last night.
It's getting to the point now where you're not going to be able to double up.
Are you going to do it tonight?
I don't know if I can double up.
It's getting now, too much.
I would assume their lineup is going to be their everyday regular lineup. So Ruiz is going to be there. Garcia is going to be hitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure. I guess Lyle will still be in there.
They don't have that many other options.
House will still be in there making a second start. Abrams, Wood, they'll be there. I assume Nate Lowe will be hitting and playing first. But you're right. I mean,
no, I think this is the, you know what? Load up.
This is the one? You're feeling it?
At some point. They're going to lose 100 in a row.
The Nats are minus 200.
They could easily lose 10 in a row.
I mean, they're a heavy favorite.
They're minus 200?
Minus 200.
That's ridiculous that the Nats are 2-1 favorites.
I'm just giving you the numbers.
Against anybody. I know.
Minus 200.
So I got to lay. I lost $177 last night.
You lost 177?
Yeah, so I would have to put up 340, but that wouldn't get my 177 back.
No, you have to put like 600.
Put up everything. Yeah. But the whole
if I put up, it means nothing.
Yeah,
but no one's at the park.
It might be tough
on a rainy day.
If I put up 400, it gets me 200 back. I mean, can I put $400 on a team that's lost 9 straight?
It's tough.
I'm not doing that.
Big cojones. Yeah. You can.
Yeah. But I tell you what's going to happen. If I only put $50 on them,
right,
they're going to win.
They're 9-1. They'll win.
Yeah. 100%.
Convincingly.
If I put $400 on them, they'll lose.
How about you split the difference? Put $200 on them.
To win $100, I'm still down.
Yeah, but I'm still down.
You're still down 77
bucks. Mitigating your losses.
But anyway, so the odds of losing 9 or 10 straight, even with bad teams, it's pretty low. I mean, I know the Rockies have done it. I'm sure some other teams have lost 10 in a row this year, but it's hard to lose 10 straight games in Major League Baseball, even if you're a bad team.
Right. They found a way to lose 9.
Well, the Yankees have lost 4 straight. They lost 1-0 to the Angels last night. They have a 2.5 game lead over Tampa. Tampa's actually won 4 straight. Boston's won 6 straight. They won again last night 2-0 after trading away one of their best hitters to San Francisco. The Dodgers did win. They've won 3 straight. And the story there is Shohei actually started on the mound. He only threw 1 inning. I think he gave up couple hits and a run. He did throw 100 on one pitch. So it's just a matter of time before he's out there for 5, 6, 7 innings. So but he did start, had a couple hits as well. So there was only like 5 or 6 games last night. But the story tonight here locally is, can the Nats beat the Rockies and avoid a 10-game losing streak?
Now, is there any chance this game gets rained out, or is it just going to be kind of like a steady rain, but they'll get it in?
It's not going to be a steady rain, I don't think. It's going to be just chances of storms.
Periodic.
So, yeah. So
yesterday was a steady rain.
Yeah, like a drizzle.
City where I was, out of Turf Valley.
Yeah.
Steady rain.
Looks like at 7 p.m. there's a 37% chance of rain. And it goes up to 50% by 10 p.m. So there could be some rain during the game.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So we talked about it briefly. The OKC Thunder are now up 3-2. They'll head back to Indiana. Not tonight. Not tomorrow. You got to wait till Thursday to see him possibly clinch. But they won by 11 last night. And the story there was Jalen Williams had 40, 14 of 25 shots. And he was just a stud. And they win 120 to 109. They were up pretty big in the fourth quarter. And then the Pacers came back, made it kind of interesting, but they pulled away and they win by 11.
Not even a lot of three-pointers for him. 3 three-pointers, only 5 attempts. Mm-hmm. He got 40 the hard way, went to the free throw line 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
He was just killing them.
So Halliburton injured his calf in the game, not before the game, in the game.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying.
He supposedly injured it driving to the basket.
Oh, you're not buying it?
Well, he sucks. I mean, he's terrible. He was god awful before it.
He wasn't good last night. And he was, for sure.
I mean, all time. Dreadful finals performance from a guy that, I mean, look at the box score. I mean, he did absolutely nothing. He got a couple free throws, I think, at the end of the game.
4.
And nothing.
Man,
and
no
actually,
points.
I'll be honest, Rick Carlisle's to blame for that loss. The Pacers came all the way back. They battled back. T.J. McConnell, again, was playing unbelievable.
He had 18. He was killing them.
He had, I think, 15 points in the third quarter, maybe 14 or something like that. He was killing them. And then he brings Halliburton back in the game, and OKC goes on a run to build it back up to double digits in the fourth quarter. It was just, that was poor coaching. I don't care if that's your superstar. He's A, so hurt, and B, he was awful. He was a massive liability out there. You can't put him back in the game.
Yeah, you ride the hot hand at that point.
I didn't understand.
That was a weird coaching gaffe by a guy who usually gets lauded for
his
coaching skills.
Was he noticeably hampered?
He wasn't doing anything.
He wasn't limping around.
Yeah. Can't go left. I don't know.
But he was giving up. He was giving up open threes though. So obviously he didn't feel comfortable with his lift.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was. I mean,
you mean passing up?
Yeah, he was passing them up. He was passing them back to the wing, whatever other opposite wing was on. Right. So. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you got to play the healthy guy.
Trabby, what's up with your boy? I know overshadowed by Halliburton. What's up with Chet Holmgren?
Well, he had 9-9. I mean, there's he got two legit superstars out there. I mean, Jalen Williams has entered
4 for 15.
I mean, he's fine. I mean, first of all,
he's a role player. He's become a role player.
Right.
I mean, he's the third guy on that team. I mean, Jalen took over. Jalen's now in the Finals MVP conversation. As good as SGA has played. But I'm rooting for the Nembhard guy.
I should have
another Gonzaga guy. Yeah. That I'm rooting for.
I should have bet. Remember when we had the guy? I can't remember the guy's name, but we were talking wagers, props. I should have bet under 34 points a game for SGA.
Oh yeah.
So I don't think he's gonna get there. He would have to have like 40 in game six to get over.
Well, I remember we had Greg Doyle on last week, and he put the hex on the Pacers, right? And he totally did. We
he jinxed them. Jinxed them real good.
He's like, they're the better team. He goes, I've seen enough. They're the better team. I think they've lost two straight since we had them on.
You got Game 6 Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Edmonton's at Florida. 8 o'clock start on TNT. And Florida is a pretty big favorite. And that would be their back-to-back cup run if they do win tonight at home, which they probably will.
I called them big, gigantic losers a couple years ago. They're definitely making me eat my words on that. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Bob Ryan, legendary sports writer, is going to join us. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about a stunning find outside of a Fairfax motel yesterday. So stay tuned for that. We'll be
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right back. So some pretty crazy footage from police body cam came out yesterday from Fairfax County Police. So our guy, Chief Davis, you know, I'm sure is all over this story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw this story or not.
I saw it. I didn't click on it because it looked creepy.
I saw it. I just didn't understand it.
They said that the cops were laughing.
So outside of a Fairfax County motel room. Now, this is on the 5900 block of Richmond Highway in Huntington. I'm not sure where this is or what this motel is. I mean, it looks like a classic motel where you
go and smash.
Yeah, where you would bring a creeper.
Rent by the hour.
Where you would bring a creeper. And you're not staying there with your family.
75 bucks a night.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they could potentially charge by the hour.
Right.
Like that.
There used to
be
a spot in Laurel that my buddy used to rent by the hour.
Okay.
Literally.
Sure.
I'm not kidding.
I guess those places can exist.
What's your buddy doing?
Yeah.
I was in college.
He was young and horny.
He was smashing his girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, and had limited funds.
Didn't have a place, so I think it was like 14 bucks an hour.
I mean, it's awkward to try to smash when your parents are home and your brother is home. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you need options.
You rent it for 2 hours, 30 bucks, you're good.
I mean, you were a teenager once, Valdez. You know the struggle.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Well, you know. I mean, maybe you knock
you
out a couple.
10 minutes, but I mean, okay.
Yeah, can you rent by the quarter hour?
Yeah, you don't want to be too rude.
You're 18 or 19. Yeah. Like, you got that quick bounce back ability. Anyway.
Again, not me, a buddy of mine.
A friend of yours, yeah. This is legitimately a friend.
Legitimately.
So the cops are called because there's an animal outside one of the motel room doors.
Mm-hmm.
So there's body cam footage of the cop walking through the patio near the office, and he rounds a corner, and what does he encounter? Not a bear, not a raccoon, not an opossum.
Yep.
How about A six foot alligator.
Incredible.
Just lying down on the ground, just chilling, just hanging out.
Is the idea that one of these weirdos that's renting a room there brought it there? Is that the idea?
Herein lies the rub. The alligator was being transported from New York to North Carolina, to a zoo in North Carolina.
Okay.
And apparently the owner had the world's worst cage.
Yeah.
And it got free. And I guess it escaped its enclosure. And then it was just hanging out outside one of the motel rooms.
While the guy was at the motel.
So I would assume the guy is probably staying. Whoever's transporting this creature, this dinosaur, is staying in the motel.
Trying to get some sleep before driving to Carolina.
And it's probably in a cage in the back of like a pickup truck.
Right.
Yeah, there's no way the cage was in the hotel room. It was in the truck.
No, I just don't think you could even... I mean, you could barely fit that cage inside one of these motel rooms. I would assume it's
living. That's probably true.
How does it get out of the truck?
Well, I mean, once it escapes the cage, it could just climb over the bed of... I'm assuming it was in a pickup truck of some sort.
This guy's an idiot.
The cage.
Whoever was transporting
is an idiot.
And then
with his little tiny gator legs, climbs over the back.
A six-foot gator is bigger than cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It's a big boy.
It's a strong.
I'm not trying to insult him. I'm just saying it's bigger. It's my size.
Yeah. It's a big boy.
But my point
is, I'm a little big.
There's no way he should be able to get out of a cage and then get out of a truck.
No. The owner is a clown.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, but they're strong, Jason. So maybe
I understand
he could push up on something. Like,
but they shouldn't be able to get out of a cage.
Okay, you're so angry.
No, I'm just saying it's stupid that an alligator is able to escape a cage.
Yeah, the funny thing about gators is they are obviously strong. They're amazing creatures. They've been around for millions of years. But if you can get on top of one and simply have a roll of duct tape.
Yeah, you can neutralize it.
Duct tape, it's dumb.
Completely neutralize it.
It's like a poodle. It's harmless at that point.
It can't even like roll you. It doesn't even try to do any of that stuff.
Well, maybe if you're in like a lagoon or a swamp with it, but if its jaws can't move and can't like grab you.
It doesn't have a second instinct that kicks in. It's wild. I mean, all those times those guys jump on it and then they tape the mouth shut.
Yeah, they tape the mouth shut.
It's completely neutralized.
It's done.
Yeah.
It might as well be a chihuahua at that point.
How big of an alligator would you jump on?
And try to duct tape its mouth shut?
Yeah. Where do you draw the line?
Ooh.
3 feet?
A baby.
Right, 4.5-footer.
You would jump on a 4.5-footer?
Yeah, because I wouldn't. I don't know. Yeah, it's
Jason dropped the turtle. He got scared of the turtle. Yeah.
That's true. It's a good point. Now I would have to have.
Now I was a snapper. That would have took my finger off.
Right? Imagine a gator.
Yeah.
Take your head off. Maybe I'm being aggressive.
I think
maybe a 3-footer is better.
I think maybe about.
But a 3-footer,
maybe about a 6-incher.
A 3-footer. I mean, that's this big.
Yeah,
you think it doesn't have big sharp teeth?
I'm not jumping on any freaking wild animals.
I mean, this is like Drab's argument that he would fight like a 50-pound like tiger cub in an enclosed room and like. He feels like he'd come out on the good end of it.
He's probably backing off that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
Not at all. A baby mountain lion or whatever that thing was.
Yeah, like a cougar.
Yeah. I can't believe that video last night. I don't know if that was the zoo transporter that's walking right next to the alligator, like its ankle's right next to its mouth.
It's walking it.
What is it? What is that person doing?
Here's what the person, if you haven't seen
the
video,
time, I guess.
The gator is right here. They're walking next to it. They're 2 feet away. And to try to keep the gator from biting them, or they have like a jacket or like a windbreaker like that they're holding down by their side. Like that's going to stop a 6-foot gator from taking a chunk out of your leg.
They obviously know what they're doing.
That
must have been the owner.
I would think. And maybe it knows that it's not a super aggressive animal and then they can just get away
with
walking it.
Think about the crazy stuff that like cops see. You know, like, think about all the people that own all these illegal, like, pythons and, you know what I mean? Like, people just own weird stuff.
I have a policy of not owning pets that can potentially kill me.
Right.
You know, like a deadly tarantula or, I don't know, a python that's 12 feet long that if it gets out of its cage, it's going
to
strangle me to death.
It's
going to
grow to that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to wrap around me and I'm going to be like, oh! I shouldn't have bought that snake.
But think about like anytime these cops go into a house, not only could you have like some crazy domestic situation and you could have some crazy drug operation that could blow up in your face, you could have just wild animals.
Yeah.
Who on earth would ever want to be a friggin' cop?
I mean, it's
crazy.
It's a job that's not for cowards.
We do need them. Yeah. Not for me.
Not for us.
No.
Was that gator's mouth,
I don't believe so.
Shut?
I mean, from watching the video, it's...
It wasn't?
Its mouth is fully operational.
What is the owner doing?
I don't know.
He thought he had it secured.
He thought he was good.
Gator outfoxed him.
I don't understand how they just sent the owner on its way. They said, you're not allowed to have this alligator in the county. You need to leave.
Right.
Instead of arresting him or something?
I don't know. Confiscating the animal and getting a reptile.
They don't want
to
deal.
They got bigger fish to fry.
They want him to put that gator back in its cage, for him to get in his truck, and just leave
the
state.
It also
like a massive fine? Can we fine him?
They should be fined.
Fishy, this idea that he was bringing it to another zoo. Fishy story. Fishy. Because if you were truly escorting a gator, you wouldn't be staying at some $10 an hour
hotel.
Look
at the size of that thing. I mean, they're walking down. Can
you imagine? You ever see fishy. Joe Exotic or whatever? They're numbers.
I mean, could you imagine staying at the
zoo? The zoo might give him money to stay somewhere, and then he goes to a nub.
Yeah.
Goes to a number, pockets the rest of the per diem.
I mean, could you imagine you're going to get like a soda or going to grab a bucket of ice and you're walking down the sidewalk and a 6-foot gator is walking the other direction?
Yeah, can you imagine your bare feet?
I mean, you're like, what is going on? I'm just trying to cheat on my wife at this hotel and there's an alligator here.
That's incredible.
Alligators don't live in Fairfax County.
I would also assume that a real zoo worker would be more locked in than that donk.
Oh, I think this person is probably just a donk, redneck, hired
That's
gun.
Why I think his story's shady. He wasn't dropping him off. He's just traveling around.
He's going to selling this to some just random person on the black market.
Who knows what's going on?
Maybe. But that could be the case.
That story's shady. Yeah, I'm dropping him off to the zoo. Sure you are, Ricky.
Sure, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, this person's not dropping this animal off at the National Zoo. He's dropping it off at some,
like he says, Joe Exotic
Podunk Zoo in rural North Carolina.
If he is, or if he's not selling it, like you say, or just hanging around with his buddy like a freaking weirdo.
Yeah, it's just so many questions. I just don't understand why there's a gator in a truck getting out of a cage.
So did they actually call a bunch of cops and firemen and all that?
They called animal control and cops were there. whole nine.
Freaking circus.
Yeah, animal protection police were called in to assist.
Yeah. Get out of here, buddy. Take your stupid gator with you.
Go straight to North Carolina. Don't stop at any rest stops. Don't stop at a Sheetz where this thing's going to get loose.
The owner was not cited.
Right. That's what Drabby was saying.
So they didn't find
They didn't want anything to do with it.
They just wanted it out.
If they signed him, they got to take control of the stupid alligator.
You know what? That's great. Don't cite the guy with a prehistoric animal, but send me a ticket in the mail for going 12 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah.
I might as well just have 20 gators living in my house. I mean, if they're not going to charge or fine me.
Right.
But don't go 15 miles over the limit. God forbid you do a little bit of speeding.
You might really go one or two over what's accepted, and you'll get a ticket.
Yeah, because I paid three of those in the last month or month and a half.
Where were you racing around? Were you getting nabbed?
One I talked about on the show, I got one going up to watch the Ovi game in New York. I got
popped
in Delaware for one.
Right.
My daughter went to like Jimmy Cone out in Damascus to get an ice cream cone and got popped for another one.
Oh, my God.
And then the third... I might have been like in College Park. So there were three.
So it sounds like two of the three were the kids.
Two of the three were the kids.
Right.
One was your boy here.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, these things happen. All right, don't forget, coming up in about an hour, Bob Ryan, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, is going to join us. That's at 8, and Chelsea Janes joins the show coming up at 9:25.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.